with it. These are the tender sounds, saith the Spirit of grace, that beg my attention. For what most of the church at large has went after hardly solicits my attention in these days. But if you would have me come and get in the place with you and yoke up with you so that I'm carrying the larger part of the burden, know this, that when your heart becomes attached to souls and a part of the redemption plan that I have already provided, know this then, access and authority is granted on the spot. There's not even, I want to see what he's saying. Lord, help me to say that. There's not even the delegation of those things being carried out because it's already programmed in the fact that anyone who stands up and begins to love the redemption story and getting that message that the blind can see and the lame can walk and the deaf can hear, that it's all been provided in Him, and the greater part that salvation would come to the masses, to anyone who loves my kingdom first, know this, that all other things are incidental to you, saith the Lord. This is why I could say of a matter of a fact, take no thought for tomorrow, what you shall eat, what you shall put on, or where you shall live, and all these things. For know this, that in all these things, the world seeks those things, but they do not have my plan on their heart. But you who have my plan and seek an outpouring, know this, that the further that you go into this, you'll say these things are incidental, almost without asking. And yes, beyond even that, for did I not say that I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in you? What kind of power? That power is that kind that loves your neighbor as yourself and desires that they share the same eternity that you're destined to share, saith the Spirit of grace.